You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Jones, Bowden, he's got it. England have won the World Cup by the barest of margins.
Stokes flashes it away through the covers for four, and England have won the match.
Hello and welcome to the Analysts Inside Cricket in association with LV Insurance, who of course are the sponsors of this test series. And it's our look back at the fourth day of the first LV Insurance test match from Trent Bridge. Actually, the most surprising thing, given the end of play today with India still requiring 150 odd runs to win, 52 for one, the most surprising thing really is that you've got a whole day's play in, or nearly, because the forecast at the beginning of the day was terrible. Our who's winning graphic based on the Betfair exchange and various other betting exchanges basically predicted a draw, partly because the forecast was so bad, and everyone's been proved totally wrong.
Yeah, we didn't get any rain, Yoz, until it was time for me to interview Joe Root on the far side of the ground, and I didn't have a coat. I did manage to find an umbrella. It was absolutely lashing it down.
I must listen to that interview then. That sounds really interesting. Good to hear.
Root came out with an umbrella start, but I mean, it's a bit of a farcical situation. I could barely hear me because the rain on the umbrellas. Anyway, of course, inevitably what happened was it stopped raining as soon as the interview had finished, but you know, we got deadlines and things like that, so we had to get on with it. You can see that on BBC4 iPlayer. I'm not sure what it'll look like, or you can listen to it on another podcast, a Test Match Special podcast. That's the interview with Joe Root. Anyway, he was pretty chipper how he played today, actually. I said to him, you know, how did that compare with, you know, 20 other test hundreds? And he said, yeah, I thought I played nicely. And also that feeling of sort of got his joy back, you know, that enjoyment of playing the game. He came out and played nice and positively. And it was a great moment, actually, when he got his 100. It was a lovely celebration because he hit the shot and almost celebrated straight away because he knew the ball had beaten mid on and was going down to the long on boundary for four. It was a really tense period, 25 minutes after tee to go from 96 to 101 as it was. And a wicket had fallen at the other end as well, Josh Butler out. And you could sense the tension out there, the importance of the moment. And yeah, he played really well. What a year he's having. I know he's... Mm. He had a few low scores against New Zealand, didn't get 50 in that series, but that's his fourth 100 of the year.
Yeah, and remember when we interviewed him in the Virtual Cricket Club, didn't we, in October, sort of before the winter started, and he talked quite kind of candidly about how he was applying the knowledge and the learnings from watching other great players, the Kohlis, Williamsons and Steve Smiths and so on, trying to get as much information out of them as he could to impart into his game, and also really focusing on how he got out at various times, because he was very conscious of the fact that he was getting out between sort of 25 and 75 quite consistently, and lots of 50s, over 50 50s in test cricket, but until today, only 20 hundreds. Whereas often with the Kohlis and the Williamsons and the Smiths, they've got almost as many hundreds as they had 50s. Root was very intent on trying to change that relationship, that ratio. And obviously that the delight he got, he showed when he got that 100. And as you say, that period of play before where, you know, he whacked a four, what looked as if it was going to be a four, and it nearly got caught at extra cover. Then another drive, which he normally would nail through the covers, and it was straight to the man. A couple of sort of play and misses, a ball sneaking through low. And a couple of nervous moments, really. A game within a game, as usual, with batsmen in the 90s. But he got there in the end. And I don't think I've seen him celebrate 100 like that before. And I'm not sure why it was so ecstatic. But maybe just the work he'd had to put in, the pressure he was under as England's principal batsman, and knowing the fallibility around him, I suppose, and the fact that first test of a series to really register an important score.
I mean, in a way, he is carrying the team at the moment with his batting. He's carrying the batting lineup, leading scorer in the first innings as well with 64. We saw that stat earlier in the match that he scored 30% of England's runs this year. So he scored nearly a third of all England's runs this year in Test cricket. Of course, he had that amazing start, didn't he, with those huge runs in Sri Lanka, and then the double 100 against India in the first Test match, another 100 today. But it does feel, you know, especially without Ben Stokes, he's carrying the batting lineup. And of course, today he didn't really get enough support at the other end. I mean, he did get some support, and you know, lots of players got starts, 20s, 30s, teens, some of them, but no one was able to play these substantial innings to sort of, that really would have taken the, not taken the game necessarily away from India, but may ask in the second innings. And Joe afterwards, he said, you know, we probably needed that to get the 250 on the board that would have made us a bit more comfortable. But as it is, 209, India made a good start as well. England did get the wicket of KL Rahul, a fine delivery from Stuart Broad, but you feel it's India's match. I mean, I don't know, what does your who's winning graphic say tonight? After yesterday, it was heavily on the draw because of the weather that we thought we were going to get. Now, just on the, before you show us the graphic, before we discuss it, for those people who are listening on the podcast, I think the feeling is tomorrow that the weather for is a bit similar to today. So we might get some rain, we might not, but we feel as if we should get enough cricket to get an outright result in the match. You know, it's not going to be one of those days where we only have a little bit of play. And so let's see, what have we got? We've got India right up there, I can totally understand that. And what have we got? That England quite almost down with the draw, is it, or the draw below?
Yeah, England down with the draw, definitely about 15% chance of a draw, England win, and India up to 60-odd%, nearly 70% chance of an Indian victory. So mind you, this graphic hasn't really been all that accurate, and as you can see, if you're watching on the video, you can see there that the jagged lines are zigzagging all over the place. England have really only been on top very briefly. The only time they were ahead of India, pretty much, was either at the start when they won the toss, or today when Root was going well, probably with a bit of Butler or a bit of Bairstow, and they just sneaked ahead of India in percentage terms. But then India took those wickets. And now they're, according to this, they're racing away with it and have a nearly 70% chance of victory.
Yeah, that feels about right. I mean, it feels like it's India's to lose. What I would say is there's enough happening on this pitch for England to create wicket-taking opportunities. Of course, they've obviously got to take catches. It's got to be one of those days when, you know, when the ball's got to take the edge rather than miss the edge, or if a ball keeps low, it's got to pin you LBW, and you might need to run out as well or something like that, and a bit of panic. So what you got to remember, of course, I mean, it sounds like me lecturing you, and you know this very well, is that, you know, England are 9 balls from victory, whereas India are 230 balls for victory, something like that. So you sort of got to look at it like that. You can always change the game quicker with the ball than the bat. But of course, India, they've got the confidence of, say, you know, that winning that Test match in Australia when they won at Brisbane. So I think my expectation is that they will go on and win the game. They might find a few troubles on the way, and it might end up being quite tight. On the other hand, they might just knock them off. But you, of course, you definitely want to be in their position rather than England's position this evening, I would say.
Today, we're looking at a club in Wales who have received a grant from LV General Insurance and the ECB's £1 million Funds for Runs community initiative to get more young people out of the house and playing cricket. Abyssinian Cricket Club in South Wales have suffered with a limited youth offering, but are going to use the funding to encourage more young players into the game via All-Stars, Dynamos and a bespoke women's and girls session. Based in a deprived area, the club found the fees had been previously a barrier to the game for young people in the area. However, thanks to the funding, they'll be able to offer free spaces to those not able to pay and offer the kids in the area coaching to improve their fitness and quality of life, as well as offering support to all younger players. This is a brilliant initiative, I think, by LV Insurance, just working on the grassroots, working on all sorts of different communities to try and give people the opportunity to practice, learn and enjoy cricket. It's great.
Absolutely. Of course, Joe Root was one of the stars of the day, but only one of them, because there was another as well. Brilliant from Jasprit Bumrah today. Didn't take a wicket in the World Test Championship final. And there were some India supporters who were saying, oh, is he good enough to get in the side? He's not as good as everyone says he is, but absolutely magnificent today. Second best figures of his career in Test match cricket, and also the second best by an Indian bowler in England behind Chetan Sharma, who took 10 wickets in a match. He was excellent. He broke the game open with the second new ball. He got rid of Root. That was a crucial pass. Really, it was a great day's play, dominated by two really high-class cricketers.
Yeah, definitely. And actually, if you look at Jasprit Bumrah's record, Test cricket, 83 wickets, 20 tests. So that's pretty good. I mean, that's up to nearly, it's 4.5 wickets a test match. And the greatest bowlers in the world are 5 wickets a test match. So he's nudging on, not greatness, but he's certainly kind of in that area of very, very good. And no wickets in that World Test Championship final. And everyone thought, oh, you know, maybe he's lost his mojo a bit, but he's back with a vengeance in this game. And I just love the late swing he generates and the control he's got, making the ball swing both ways. There's very little, almost no discernible change in delivery or release or anything. And the pace is sustained. And he's clever too, isn't he? He knows exactly what to do at different situations. I mean, for instance, when the ball wasn't swinging, he was dragging his length back and making it harder for the batsman to score. And that duel with Joe Root, outstanding. And Root had to be at his absolute best to keep him out. And you could sort of see when Root eventually did get out, the frustration in that he'd given the wicket to the best bowler on display with a ball which probably he didn't need to play at. But it was one of those ones where, you know, you got to 100, you're looking to perhaps be a bit more positive and play more balls. And that just, you could have just said maybe a lapse in concentration and the man who'd been preying on his outside edge all game, all innings, finally got his man. Superb bowling. But we still think that we give Root the hashtag In With Heart award today, LV Insurance's special award for somebody who's shown so much dedication and commitment on the day. And also, in Root's case, to the game in general. You know, I love his demeanour, you know, the way he's always smiling when he's beat, the edge is beaten or a close shave. And he just has that sort of wonderful spirit about him throughout. Whenever anything happens, even when he drops a catch, actually, he kind of, you know, he smiles away. And family steeped in the game as well, as we know, you know, mother, father, grandfather, you know, they're totally commitable. Brothers. So, you know, wonderful family, and undoubtedly, I think one of his best ever test innings today, actually, because of the burden on his shoulders, which he shouldered so well.
Yeah, as I say, he's been carrying England's batting. What about the others today? I mean, it was another performance like the first innings from Dom Sibley, actually so similar in actual fact that he scored 18 runs before lunch on the first day, and he scored 18 runs before lunch today, and he was eventually out for 28. It was just a really strange shot as well. I mean, he's found a couple of really odd ways to get out in this test match. He was got out by Bumrah, drawn a driver ball through the offside that wasn't even that full. It just felt actually like a sort of a moment where he'd lost concentration. It's a strange shot. He'd gone out of his way of playing. And we know that he's not that strong through the offside. Yet he tried to drive Bumrah, and it wasn't a half volley, it wasn't that full, through the offside. He only scored 6 runs in his whole innings on the offside, and one of those was an inadvertent edge for four. So, you know, what do they do about that? What do they do about Dom Sibley at the top of the order?
It's a big problem because I think defensively he's pretty good. You know, he does resist the good balls. He manages to see them off, but he doesn't rotate the strike. I think that's a big problem. He doesn't get the singles. There was a couple of overs I watched where he got balls. I think actually it was from Jadeja. When he got balls, he could have just worked into a gap or just opened the face slightly and steered into a gap, and he didn't manage to do that. And that's the same with the seamers. He's very narrow-minded. He's very, not narrow-minded, that's unfair. He's very restricted in what he can do. And I think that is a big problem. Of the other batsmen today, I thought Rory Burns was unlucky. Good ball, couldn't have done anything about that. A little bit also the case with Zach Crawley, a ball which angled in, he had to play, left him, couldn't do much about that. Joss Butler and Dan Lawrence were culpable. Certainly, you know, Lawrence playing across the line of one, which was palpably LBW. Butler just making a misjudgment, which again is part of just having not played much red ball cricket, and maybe a bit unlucky. But he looked a bit better this innings, but still looks shaky. So, yeah, Sibley's the problem. I would stick with the others, but I think Sibley is a bit of a problem just because he doesn't score. And I think that puts pressure on the rest of the batting.
Yeah, the only other thing, of course, you talk about the top order, that top three. Crawley's not getting any runs either.
No, he's not.
He's in a really thin spell. So although he did get a good ball today, you know, he's not scoring any runs. And he's in a way, sort of living on the 250 scored last summer, which was a fabulous
I think you said that yesterday. Innings.
Well,
the day before.
Yeah, I mean, well, the problem is it's a recurring story, isn't it? That, you know, it is almost root or nobody. There was a bit of support. I mean, Bairstow played quite nicely, then got out. I mean, he's striking it really well. Lawrence was hitting it well, got out. Butler ditto, and even Sam Curran, I thought, you know, came in and played several nice shots. And the shot he got out to was, I don't know, he was perhaps just being a bit, trying to be too aggressive. It's sort of the way he plays, but Bumrah sort of pinned him and he ended up trying to pull a ball that was really coming into him, sort of jagged back into him, and he sort of spooned it up towards mid-on. So there were sort of some quite disappointing dismissals. Some of them felt very soft, but it made for a thrilling day. But every time England were sort of building a partnership where you thought, they're just getting ahead of the game here or beginning to threaten to get away ahead of the game, they lost a wicket, and India were always able just to stay in the match. And you know, they are in a decent position at the end of these 4 days, as long as the weather does behave itself. Funny, isn't it? You constitute a team for the next test match. We're all thinking, what are they going to do? What are they going to do? So much depends on the result, I suppose. You know, if India come out tomorrow and win by 8 wickets or 7 wickets, so do they make changes, England, or do they just say, well, you know, let first two tests, let's stick with what we've got and see how it goes.
I think that's going to happen, just because I think they feel fair. That's the fair thing to do, to give all the players at least 2 test matches. Then there's a bit of a gap, and they can regather their thoughts, and the players will be allowed home for a few days. And maybe that's the time to change, I would suggest. But again, it will depend a little bit on the results. What's the result going to be? I think India will win by 4 wickets. What do you think?
4 wickets. Yeah, that feels about right. Five wickets, 4 wickets, something like that. I mean, what we wouldn't mind on the final days, 10 to win, 2 wickets left, the crowd totally engrossed in the match. And then whoever can win that big moment, fair play to them. Of course, there was a test match on this ground a long time ago now, back in 1980, when West Indies were chasing 209 to win. And your old teammate, Des Haynes, produced one of his first top-class innings in Test cricket, made about 80-odd, got himself run out just before the end. Andy Roberts whacked a few, and West Indies won by 2 wickets in a really exciting match. And it actually settled the series. It was the only result of that 1980 series, which, when you think about what happened afterwards with West Indies, they dominated England with that series. There was a lot of rain around, and they won the one Test match and took the series. And so perhaps I think me, I would hope to, that you get something like that. You know, it's a really tight finish. Two
what
wickets,
about that
wicket,
great
five runs.
What about that great one, that great Ashes test as well, when Brad Haddin got out to,
yeah,
I think it was,
right.
Was it Steve Finn?
No, it was Jimmy Anderson, yeah. On review. They weren't sure whether to review it. And there was it was the early days of Ultra Edge, things like that. There was a little spike. Haddin knew he'd hit it, and he was on his way. And there was that photograph. Everyone was waiting. And then they saw it come up on the screen. And then all the England leapt in the air and then won that test match. Yeah, so something like that. Whoever wins, it'd be great to have a really exciting finish where we got to, you know, really tight at the end. But my instinct says, yeah, like you, sort of four or five wickets, something like that. But, you know, it's unpredictable, the game of cricket. Joe Root says there are 9 wickets out there. Well, England have got to go out and prove it on the final day. Really good day's Test cricket, Joe. Actually, fabulous day's Test cricket. Really enjoyable.
And thank God, not interrupted. So, hope that's the same tomorrow. And we'll have the news of whatever's happened, a review of the final day at this time tomorrow. Thanks for listening and watching. We'll join you then.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.